Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're clapping those hands for Jesus. Can you make them a lot better?
Hallelujah.
Clap those hands together for Jesus. If this is that moment you've been waiting for, can I hear you scream? Were you anticipating that moment? Let me see you dance like never before. Are you ready? Come on. Give the Lord your shout now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Thank you.
worship of tonight. Let me hear also here. Soprano, Jehovah. Aha. Jehovah. Hey, everybody. Oh, Jehovah.
How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in Bible says that God's plan for us are of good and not of evil, to bring us to
Oh, Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remaineth, seasons come, seasons go, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord.
Lord, remain the same. Yeah, whatever you say, say an amen. Yeah, yeah. The blessings of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord is forever. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Jesus. All glory, all power belongs to you, Jesus. Oh, that sings my soul, how great thou art. Hallelujah, how great thou art. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. He's a wonder. He's wonderful. He's counselor. He's mighty God. Hallelujah. Prince of peace. Hallelujah. His name is Eternal Rock of Ages. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we say, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, Lord, thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God for saving us. He is Lord. Hallelujah. King of kings. The Alpha and Omega. The Rose of Sharon. The Lily of the Valley. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Again, I want to say good morning to everyone under the sound of my voice. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu.
Conference recording started.
I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to say to you, regardless of what is happening around us. Regardless of what is happening in the world, in our homes, in our families, whether it is good or whether it is bad, or whether it's sadness or whether it's joy, the Word of God says, in everything, not in some things, but in everything, pray. We praise the Lord. We say, thank you. Give thanks. Give thanks. In everything, we give thanks. But it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Things, battles that you fought for us that we do not even know. Not only did you fight, you win every battle for us. And so, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, that even through the storms of life, you have brought us through. You are bringing us through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. Hallelujah. We worship him. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. We bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you, our Father. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Join me as we say the Lord's prayers together, and then we go further. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, ever and ever. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we honor you and bless you this day. And during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives, And over this I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. Hallelujah, may God's perfect will be done in this early morning devotion. God's perfect will be done in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we ask you to release your anointing, release your power, release your love, release your glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tangible presence to saturate our hearts, saturate our environment in the name of Jesus. Saturate the airways. Hallelujah. The cyberspace and the networks in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we pray that you release your glory. Arise and shine, for the light has come. Let the glory of God be risen upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, release your grace and glory. Lord, permeate the atmosphere. And everyone that is listening or that will listen, experience a life-changing encounter with you. The name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us, O God, with your Holy Ghost and power, and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning, and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew be released upon us, O God. Release your morning dew upon each and every one of us, O God. Bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. Hallelujah. Lord, you did it before, and you can do it again. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, hallelujah, in the dew, they collected that manna from heaven. Father God, in the dew of this morning, in the dew of this first Sunday in 2024, Lord, receive your fresh manna. Hallelujah. Made specifically for us. Your fresh manna for I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Your fresh manna for each and every one of us, O God, in the dew of the morning. Father God, release that manna over us. Release, we eat the manna from heaven right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, manna, Jesus. We eat the manna in the dew of the morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the manna that will sustain us this day, O God. But, Lord, we have a greater manna. Hallelujah. He is the bread of life. What is his name? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Uriyama sanderiyakuriya sanderiyakum. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Who is the Word? He is Jesus. He is the bread of life. Hallelujah. You see, with Jesus, when you have Jesus, when you eat the Word of God, hallelujah, when you eat the manna from heaven, it's eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Guria masanderia, guria masetia, guria masetia, guria masanderia. So, Father God, we eat the manna, we eat that bread of life, oh God. How the bread of a covenant relationship with you, Jesus. Your body, hallelujah. You have victory, and for that we have victory. Ultimate sacrifice that was put on the cross, the man of heaven, hallelujah, who came to redeem us. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Hallelujah. We love you, Almighty God. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers. Altar of praise and worship and devotion. Hallelujah. Anoint our altar of prayers. Hallelujah. Let it be consecrated unto the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. The altar of prayers, oh God, we rededicate. The altar upon the I Am Radio block. On we dedicate the altar of prayers, altar of consecration, hallelujah, in our hearts, altar of prayers in our homes, in the name of Jesus. We rededicate it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for the salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that we walk by the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah, and not by flesh. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of Christ leading and guiding us into all truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we can gather together in unity. Gather together in oneness of the Spirit of Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We pray for souls in our families that are not saved, oh God. We pray that salvation would come to those in our families that do not know you, Jesus. Let salvation come to those in our household that do not know you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon the hearts, oh God, of those in our families that do not know you. Oh, Father, as the Lord and personal Savior, let salvation come to them. We also pray for an intimate and most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are now ascending in the name of Jesus and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your tangible presence, oh God. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you, O God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your sustaining grace. We thank you for you are always here with us. Your word says you will never leave us nor forsake us, O God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for salvation, for God so loved the world. Father, you do not have any cliques. You said the world, O God. And so, Lord, we thank you that you so love us, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in you shall not perish but have eternal life. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you, Holy Ghost. We surrender completely and totally to you. Take complete control of this early morning devotion. Take complete control of every detail of our lives. We repent of all the sins that we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Almighty God, we are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that washes away our sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So, Father, we release the blood to wash away our first sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Release the blood of Jesus into our atmosphere to remove any evil, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, every satanic plan and agenda against our lives, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in the name of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies, tissue, organs in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, this network, this radio block over our families, our homes, in our ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits, breakthroughs, blessings that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus over every area of our lives, and we activate the resurrection power in every area of our lives and in this early morning devotion. Let the blood of Yeshua Mashiach and the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor. You put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, according to Ephesians 6:10-18. We thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, according to Zechariah 2:5. We thank you, Lord, this morning that you send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us and enforce your biddings in our lives. We thank you that we are walking under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of worship, O God. We thank you for the spirit of obedience, O God. May your glory be revealed in a most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you for souls being saved in me as we pray. We thank you for healing going on right now. We thank you for restoration taking place right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for making us whole, O God. We receive whole. Jesus. And so, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. Oh, Holy Ghost, breathe on each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, breathe on us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kuria sanderia kuria masu. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah, we bless you, O God. We praise you, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Welcome again. Good morning to everyone that's just joining us. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am. Break that from back out ministries. I want you to please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is Mariama's shepherd. She shall not want. I want you to just say that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are my shepherd. And I will not lack. The Lord is my shepherd. He is my provider. There's nothing he will withhold from those who keep their eyes on him. So I want you to go deeper and let's say this easily. The first Sunday, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He makes me, you know, sometimes God has to make us lie down in green pastures. What it is, does it mean those are, you, when you lie down, you're resting. When you're resting without having to worry because what? He makes you lie down. Hallelujah, because he wants to bless you. When you see the pasture is green, it's a place of rest. When you see that green, you see the grass is green, it's a place, hallelujah, that you're fed. He makes you lie down. Sometimes God wants to bless you. Hallelujah, and you keep running and going this place, but he makes you lie down. Then he, in the green pasture, hallelujah, he leadeth me beside the still waters. The waters got to be still. Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. This water has to be still waters because of the you. If the Lord is your shepherd, you are the sheep. And if the water is not still, guess what happens? The sheep will drown. So let me say to you that the Lord will lead you as a sheep, hallelujah, beside the what? The still waters. He restores my soul. So when he leads you beside the still waters, what? He restores your soul, hallelujah. He restores your soul. That is, that you drinking from the fountain that springs from the river of life. And then when he restores your soul, many times people have been running and running and running and they never sit down. But the Lord has to make us lie down in green pastures. He has to lead us beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Then he leads us in the path, not just one path. Look at it, paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So it's not just one, it's several paths he leads you that you will receive abundant blessings and overflow. The different paths that in each path when the Lord leads you to those paths, he gives you divine directions. When he leads you to those paths of righteousness, you have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you, when he leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, hallelujah, that means he is doing it. No man will do it for you. It is only Almighty God will do these things for you. Hallelujah. Man will not get the glory and say it is because of her that I that she's where she is. It's because of this. No, no. The glory goes to Almighty God. That's why the Bible says, for his name's sake. There are times in the Bible when the children of Israel rebelled against Almighty God, and when Moses went to plead for the children of Israel, he said, Father, for your name's sake. I want you to say, Father, for your name's sake. I do not deserve it, but just for your name's sake. My children do not deserve it, but Lord, for your name's sake. For your name's sake. You see, when God's name is on it, it's victory. It is not what you it's something that you receive freely for his name's sake. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal me for your name's sake. Lord, deliver me for your name's sake. Lord, provide a job for me for your name's sake. Lord, keep me covered for your name's sake. Oh, Lord, take care of my children for your name's sake. Oh, take care of my grandchildren for your name's sake. Take care of everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, for your name's sake, for your name's sake, for your name's sake. Oh, yes, that the Moses said, Lord, for your name's sake, forgive these people, oh God. For your name's sake, do not let people talk about the children of Israel. For your name's sake, your name is on their backs. Your name is on our foreheads. For your name's sake. Hallelujah. Then when he takes you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, where do you go? Hallelujah. Sometimes these paths of righteousness, when you walk through them, it's like valley of the shadow of death. But even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. You will not be afraid, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to meditate on Psalm 23. I want you to take your Bibles and read it. I know you know it by heart. I know it by heart too, but the Lord wants us to take his the Bible and begin to read it. Hallelujah. And do not rush to read it. Because, hallelujah, I decree and declare and prophesy that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You begin to decree and declare and prophesy. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, thank you, Jesus. Then you begin to say the 23rd Psalm. Read it and say it very slowly. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you this morning, the scepter has been extended to you. What are you going to do about it? Are you, hallelujah. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What is the staff? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The staff, sometimes people call it a scepter. A staff, it could be a walking stick. So it is a walking stick. Hallelujah. God is the one that you are depending on. Hallelujah. The staff. Hallelujah. The staff gives us rest. Hallelujah. The staff, thy rod and thy staff. The staff is, hallelujah, that a symbol that we can find rest in God when we lean on him. We depend on him completely and totally. We can find that rest. As you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't need to come up with your creative idea. You need to trust in the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, because he's right there, thy rod and thy staff. Jesus Christ is my staff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's the one that is he rescues us. Because the Bible says, our rod and thy staff, they comfort you. That means no danger, no harm will come to you. God uses his staff to rescue us from difficult or dangerous situations. In a field, a shepherd will use the curly end of the staff to pull a sheep out of a thick brush bush or lift it. If it happened to fall or was injured, and this is what God does, he takes that staff. Hallelujah. And if we go into places where we're walking and we're not supposed to go, he takes that staff right up and brings us back. Hallelujah. The Lord promised that he will be right there with us. So the staff gives us, is our rescue. Jesus is my rescue. He is my staff. Jesus is my rest. He is my staff. Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. The staff, will also use to guide sheep across open fields and along rocky hillsides. It was a handy tool for making sure they stay on track. Though the shepherd may need to leave the 99 to find the one, he would much rather to keep the flock together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're in oneness, hallelujah. There's a guide. The Lord guides me. Hallelujah. Who's the staff? The Holy Ghost. The staff is the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 23 to verses 2 and 3. We say, he leads me beside the waters. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his sake. The staff leads us to places where we can find peace and restoration amidst our lives. the families of our family should be so we can make better choices for ourselves and our families. Our decision-making abilities and Christ-like behavior all depend on God's staff. Without it, we will never find rest. We will never feel peace. Or we'll never know whether we're heading in the right direction. The staff is symbolic also of the Holy Spirit who leads us and guides us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The staff, hallelujah. The rod and I stand. Now we go to the rod. Hallelujah. The rod is our protection. The rod was used to defend the sheep against predators. Since sheep are very dumb, it was up to the shepherd to defend his flock. So a nice rod was made for as a solid weapon against any enemies. Hallelujah. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my protection. It is a symbol of God's protection. He goes before us to defend us from our enemies. The rod is a symbol of love. Another purpose for the rod is one that I did not expect. It will warn you that you can prove what I learned is true, but it makes good sense to me. So, fam, when you have this, a symbol of love. Of love, hallelujah. The shepherd used that rod to count their sheep. Hallelujah. It's a symbol of that loving care of God, for God so loved the word. Leviticus 27:32 tells us, now the Lord spoke to Moses, speak to the children of Israel. Hallelujah. When, and said to them, when a man comes to Christ, by a vow person to the Lord according to your valuation, it is your valuation is of a male for 20 years and up to 60 years, then your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver. Hallelujah. So when you, let's look at verse 32. We go down, let's go down to verse 32. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Verse 32 tells us, hallelujah, 32. He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he, and concerning the tithe of the herd or flock of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to the Lord. Hallelujah. The tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Hallelujah. So the rod is used to count the sheep. So when you're counting as sheep, that the tenth, it will be used unto the Lord. It's not the last ten. It's not just any ten. Hallelujah. There's ten of their sheep. They need to be read because God will not just have anything. We got to give God the best. You can use the rod for counting and you'll be able to say this is a tenth of it for calculating. So what does counting mean? God wants us to go into the world and win souls for him. Hallelujah. God wants us to depend on him for everything. The rod also is discipline and correction. It can be used for discipline and correction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you have the rod and the staff, you depend on God. He's protecting you. He's guiding you. He's offering you a place of rest and peace. He provides for you. The Lord is my shepherd. What am I saying to you? We got to go on a fast this week. Who is your shepherd? The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord. Who will provide for you through this fast? The Lord. Hallelujah. It's not a time to play around. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. God wants to make a way where there seems to be no way. God wants to open the doors for you. Hallelujah. But you've got to depend on him like the sheep did. things wrong. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. He will provide for you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think or ask of. Also, what you mean that in the valley when the children of Israel did not have to worry about food, God took care of them completely and totally. All you got to do is surrender your life to Jesus. Rededicate your life. Is there anyone yet that needs to rededicate their lives to Jesus? Hallelujah. Perhaps what happened yesterday is different. Perhaps you're looking at things from a different perspective. Maybe you've been a Christian a long time, but you've been doing things the wrong way, and you want to ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. And surrender your life to Him. Let it be a day of new beginning. You cannot put new wine in old skin. You surrendering to God. You're allowing Him to do what He wants to do in your life, because all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Father, we ask You for mercy. Stand in a gap for us, brothers and sisters. And we ask You for mercy. We come against bloodline curses. We cancel it. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we rededicate our altar of prayers to You, an altar of consecration. In the name of Jesus, we are no longer slaves of sin. We are children of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank You for giving us another chance. You could have left us, but You gave us another chance. Thank You for discipline. Thank You for open doors. Thank You, Lord, and Your mercy. We thank You for the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray amen and amen. So we got to say this. Before you leave this morning, I want you to know one thing. That you are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. You have rededicated your life to God. You're no longer a slave to fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to walk knowing that you are the apple of God's eye. I want you to leave this prayer line knowing you are a son and daughter of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the CEO of the universe. I want you to feel proud. You are God's daughter. You are God's son. Walk today as you go to church. Hallelujah. You have that God has crowned you. Your crown is filled with glory. May the glory of that's in the crown, because God, when God touches stuff, it turns from the natural to the supernatural. And that crown of glory that is on you, hallelujah. What do you must say? Activate every your spiritual glory. Everywhere you go will be blessed. Hallelujah. Welcome again to the kingdom of God. And so we end with this. In the name of Jesus.
I'm no longer of deliverance.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.